Ishmael finishing paper braces this week. It's a very, very big thing. And it ends off with a parasha called Vayichi. And Rashi says on the pasuk, it says Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvayis Reishana. He's living mamish in Eretz Mitzrayim Shvayis Reishana 17 years. Vayhi Mei Yaakov Shnei Chayav Sheva Shanim Barbeim Umat Shana. 147 years old. That's how he is when he's dying, right? And he comes to Mitzrayim when he's 130. And Rashi says, Lama parasha zo stuma? Why is this parasha stuma? Stuma means normally you have an open space in between the parashiyot. Because there's a parasha al pi Ezra, al pi Alach l'Moshe Mitzrayim, basically, that this is where the parasha is supposed to begin. So normally the parashiyot are divided. And there's a little revach in between the last parsha and this parsha. You know, there's no letters there. And in this parsha, it just goes from the last pasuk to the last parsha. It says, "Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim be'eretz Goshen ve'yachzuba ve'yipru ve'yibu ma'ot ve'yichi Yaakov." It's right away the same thing. It's right away it's the same parsha. And Rashi is asking a simple question: why is parsha zos tuma? Why is it tuma? Why is it like this? So Rashi gives an answer, the Fisha Kevan, Shniftar Yaakov Avinu, since Yaakov Avinu is being nifter, he's dying. Nistemuei Nehem B'liban Sheyisro Mitzrat HaShiyabud. Now, Yaakov Avinu isn't dying right here. Yaakov Avinu is dying later in the parsha. And there's a whole parsha about him. They take him, Yosef takes him with all Sarid Mitzrayim. Everybody goes up, Korin Hatad, it's a whole big thing, it's a whole big tekis, and they go up to Eretz Yisrael, and they bury him in Marat HaMachpelah. So it's not here. So why is Rashi saying this? The Pisha Kevan Sheniftar Yaakov Avinu Nistamuei Nehem B'Libam Sheyisrael. The eyes and the lave of Yisrael is Nistam. Mitzarat HaGalut. Mitzarat HaShiyabud. In other words, the Tzara of the Shiyabud comes. The Galut is coming. It's a long, long hard Galut, and there's Nistam. Their mom's closed up. Their heart and their eyes are closed up from the Shiyabud. That's the first Teretz. Sheitchilu Shabdan, because they start to be Meshabedim. From the time that Yaakov Avinu is dying, that's when the Shiabud Mamish set in. Before that, for the 17 years that Yaakov Avinu is alive, they're not doing anything bad against them because Yaakov Avinu is bringing a big bracha. Because Yaakov Avinu, the whole Rav, the whole famine stopped. Everything is being mitbarech. All of Eretz Mitzrayim is like being porech. It's unbelievable. But then when Yaakov Avinu dies, that's when the Shiabud starts. That's what Rashi says. Davar acher shebikesh legalot et haketz levanav v'nistam mimenu. Or we can say, Rashi says, there's a later parsha. When Yaakov Avinu gives the brachas. When Yaakov Avinu gives the brachas, what happens? So he wanted to be megaler the ketz. When is Mashiach coming? He was about to say it, right? And he lost his rach hakodesh and he couldn't say it anymore. That's what Rashi says. So one of these two answers is the answer that Rashi gives. But the question is, why is that's not no get to hear? In the beginning of the parsha, he's not dying, and also he's not giving the brachas yet. What's the pshat? So Vayichi Yaakov, what is Vayichi Yaakov all about? How could it be? Well, that's another question. How could it be that Yaakov Avinu is living in Eretz Mitzrayim? It says Vayichi Yaakov be'Eretz Mitzrayim. Vayichi Yaakov, you would understand if he was living in Eretz Israel, you would understand this Vayichi. But Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim is not Shaychias, right? Eretz Achaim is Eretz Israel. Eretz of the Galus, especially the biggest of all Galiot, the worst of all Galiot, the most, the Ervat Haaretz, all the Tumah of Eretz Hamim is Mamish in Mitzrayim. How could it be that there's Vayichi there? How could it be that there's Vayichi? Not only that, but there's also two people are dying in this week's parasha, right? Two people are dying. It's Yaakov Avinu first, and then Yosef. And the Sefer finishes, all of Sefer Bereishit finishes with Vayamot Yosef ben Mea Ve'etzer Shanim Vayachantu Oto Vayisem Baron B'Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu is zochet to come and be buried in Eretz Israel, in Marat HaMachpelah. The Yosef HaTzadik says to them beforehand, Vayomer Yosef elachav anochi meit, I'm going to die. Ve'elokim pakod yifkod etchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take you out of here. Don't worry about it. Ve'elai etchem min ha'aretz hazot. And he's going to lift you up from this land. He's going to take you back to El Haaretz, to Eretz Yisrael, Asher nishba l'Avraham l'Yitzchak u'l'Yaakov. Vayashba Yosef et Bnei Yisrael leimar pakod yivkod elokim etchem v'halitem et atzmotai mizeh. And Yosef says, I want you to be ma'alem my atzamot from here. In other words, he's not like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu goes up to Eretz Yisrael right after the Chanita, right after another 40 days of this, 30 days of Avelis, and this, then they go up to Eretz Yisrael. Yosef Lumatzot, he stays in Mitzrayim. Ba'isim Baron Mitzrayim. And this is how you finish the first Sefer of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. You finish with that Yosef was put into an Aron in Mitzrayim. It's very strange to finish with that pasuk. I guess you would think it would finish with something about what are they doing there in Mitzrayim? What's it all about? Something more. But Ba'isim Baron b'Mitzrayim, Yosef HaTzadik was staying in Mitzrayim all the time of the Galut. But, and then the only way that Klal Yisrael could go up from Mitzrayim was one way. Only if Yosef HaTzadik comes with him. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the night that they're leaving, he still can't find Yosef HaTzadik. He goes to Nal and he says, please come up. And then he says something and Yosef HaTzadik floats. They put on him a weight that weighed him down so much that he couldn't get out of the Nile. But it floated up. Then they took him out. And all the Shvatim they took out, not just Yosef HaTzadik, all the Rashi HaShvatim they took out, all the Banim of Yaakov Avinu they took out. And each Shevet took their father of that Shevet out. But the Miuchad of Yosef HaTzadik was that Yosef HaTzadik was always at the head. Klal Yisrael were taking him out, and then when we got the Aron HaBrit, he was next to Aron HaBrit. And the Goyim would look at him, would look and say, what are these two Aronot? He said, this is the Aron HaBrit, and this is the Aron of Yosef HaTzadik. What are they doing? A dead person next to the Aron HaBrit? What's pshat? So Klal Yisrael answered them, Kiyem zeh ma shekutub bezeh. This one was Mekayim, the whole Torah as it's written here. Everything that was written here, Kiyem zeh ma shekutub bezeh. This one was Mekayim, the whole Torah, just like here. So the question is, why is it that Yaakov Avinu, first of all, he's going up to Mitzrayim, he's going up from Mitzrayim, he's leaving right away, and Yosef HaTzadik is staying in Mitzrayim, the whole Shiabud. He's seeing everything, and Yaakov Avinu lo meit, he never died. That's what the Gemara says, he never died, Yaakov Avinu lo meit. And the questions are many, many, but what is this whole chias that there is in Eretz Mitzrayim? What is it? You know, there are two parashas, Vayeshev Yisrael, Be'eretz Megurei Aviv, Be'eretz Kanan. Three or four parashas ago. Vayeshev Yaakov, Be'eretz Megurei Aviv, Be'eretz Kanan. What does it mean, Vayeshev Yaakov, Be'eretz Megurei Aviv? He's sitting in the land. Bikesh Lashavit B'Shalva. We said this. Bikesh Lashavit B'Shalva. He wanted to sit. He wanted to chill a little bit. Listen, he had gone through a lot. Gone through tremendous amounts. All of a sudden, the rogues of Yosef HaTzadik came upon him. And then it all started. Then the whole thing of Yosef started. It was terrible. But Vayeshev Yaakov, Beretz Megurei Aviv, is Rashi Tevot, Yibum. Yud Vav, Beit Mem. V'Yavam. This week's parsha also. Vayichi Yaakov, Be'eretz Megurei Aviv, is Rashi Tevot, Yibum also. Yibum. What's the Indian of Yibum here in these two parashas? What is Yibum all about? Right? You learn about Yibum, you learn Ksubas now, right? Everybody who learns Ksubas, Betach, they learn Yivamas, and the Mishnah is Pshita. But the Yibum is all about two brothers that were alive at the same time, right? They're alive at the same time. And one is married and one isn't married. The one that's married, he dies. Nebuch, he died, Lo Aleinu, right? He dies. The one that isn't married has to marry the wife that was married, right? And that's called Yibum, when they get married. If they want a guest, if they don't want to get married, that get is called Chalitza, right? We all know that. What does Yibum have to do with the parasha? What does Yibum have to do with the parasha? Basically, what is Yibum? What is Yibum on a deep level? When Kosh Baruch is teaching us these two parashas, the deep thing about Yibum, deepest thing in the Arizal, it's a whole thing. But in a simple level, we'll just say it in a simple level, b'siyata d'shmai, we should be zeichet, that in this world, there's nitzotzot. There's all sorts of sparks. There's sparks. Sparks to the left. You know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating this world, he's creating the world, yesh me'ayim. There was nothing here. So what was here? Ayim. What was here? The highest levels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mkom, l'chvodo v'atzmo was here. And then he vacuumed himself out, evacuated himself out from a certain area, and in that area he created the world. Now in this world that we have, basically we have Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. It's too cold. So Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Olam Haba is the upper world. The upper world is Mamash giving us all the koyches that we have. And in the lower world, what do we have? What do we have? So basically, but in this world, if we didn't have anything, if we didn't have any light in this world, we couldn't move. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo, he left an olam. Olam is mashon he'alem. What's he'alem? Hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. How is he hidden? He's hidden by nitzotzot, by sparks of kedusha that are all throughout the world. They're all everywhere. And this is what's keeping us alive. This is what's keeping us alive here. And what the tafkid of this world is, to infuse these nitzotzot with kedusha, and then we can get back up. Then we can get back up. They have a lot of kedusha, but they're lost. They're lost. They're lost. It's like when I do a chait. What happens when I do a chait? I do a big chait, nebuch. I do a big chait. I didn't keep Shabbos, chas v'shalom, 1 week. I didn't put on tefillin. I didn't do all sorts of things. So what happens to that chait? What happens? I'm causing something to happen. I'm causing the sparks that I was supposed to bring out, I was supposed to uplift these sparks, they're now downtrodden. They go down. They go down, down, down. And what happens is, the pockets in this world filled with these sparks. And the Arizal and Tzaddikim, and throughout all the generations, they used to go around and melaket the nitzotzot. Melaket the nitzotzot. What does it mean to be melaket? To uplift. This is Yalkut Yosef. This is Yosef of the Yalkut Yosef is called Laketa Etanitzotzot. He's uplifting all these sparks that there are in this world. It's a very, very big avoda. And this is Yibum. Yibum means there was something left in this woman by this first husband. And this first husband wasn't Zochet to bring it out. Wasn't Zochet to bring out his son. And what happens is, why don't the Ashkenazim do Yibum? And the Sephardim do Yibum? Because Lamaisa, you have to be mechaven, mechaven, mechaven very much when you get married to a Yavama. What do you have to do? You have to be mechaven a lot of kavana. Because if you're mechaven just la'anat atzmo, then it doesn't work. Then it doesn't uplift the son that was supposed to come out of the first husband. And what you want to do is uplift the soul that doesn't have any place to go. It has no place to go. And so what the Yavam is doing, he's uplifting the soul, uplifting these nitzotzot, uplifting these sparks to a new place. And b'schus zeh, that's why the sun that comes out of this zivug is called after the mace. After the mace. This is exactly what's happening in the world. When we have a world that doesn't have any kedusha in it, or that they were doing all sorts of chataim, they were doing all sorts of terrible things, what happens? The whole world goes down. And then they have to be uplifted. The world has to be uplifted. And this was happened in Eretz Israel. This happened. Vayeshev Yaakov, Beretz Megurei Abiv, Beretz Kanan. He was doing Yibum there. Not the same Yibum as a husband and wife, but the same Yibum, the same Bechina of Yibum, the same aspect of Yibum. He was uplifting the world. And then when he got down to Mitzrayim, he's also doing Yibum. He's also doing Yibum. Yibum of much more, Yibum of a much deeper Yibum. Because in Eretz Israel, Becholofen, it's Eretz Israel, it had all the chataim of the Knanim, of all the different Shivat Amamin. But in Eretz Mitzrayim, it was much, much worse. Eretz Mitzrayim is Avat Eretz, the filth of the world. So what happened? Yosef HaTzadik goes down to Mitzrayim. And this is the most important part. Yosef HaTzadik goes down to Mitzrayim, and basically Klal Yisrael couldn't go. Only Yosef HaTzadik could go. Why is it that Yosef HaTzadik could go and not Klal Yisrael? They weren't ready for it. Yosef HaTzadik, because he was a tzadik is Yisod Olam. Tzadik is Shomer Bris. Shomer is Einayim. Shomer is Bris. Because he's doing that, he's able to go down to even to Mitzrayim. He's able to go down to a place that no one else can go down. Only Yosef HaTzadik can go down. And what did he do in Mitzrayim? He cleaned up Mitzrayim. He made everybody get a Bris Milah. I don't know if you know this. He made everybody get the Bris Milah. all of Mitzrayim are doing a Bris Milah. Crazy. So he cleaned it up quite a bit. Even though he cleans it up quite a bit, but it's still filthy. It's filthy, filthy land. Filled with Avodah Zarah, filled with Gilei Arayos, filled with Sichas, all sorts of things. But he cleaned it up enough that the brothers could come down. And this is where we get into our parasha. Vayichi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim, Shvay Esrei Shana. During these years that Yaakov Avinu is coming down to Mitzrayim, it's a whole new world. It's a whole new world. It's an emistic world. Even in Mitzrayim, it's an emistic world. It's not Parsha. It's not Parsha. You can get to the deepest, deepest, lowliest places. How do you live in Chutz Laaretz? How do you go to Chutz Laaretz? How can you go to Chutz Laaretz? This Parsha is what it's about. This is what it's all about. If you go to Chutz Laaretz and you don't see what's really going on. It's Parsha Stuma. You can't see it. The lave and the eyes are all set to it. You can't see what's going on. If you don't know what's going on there, you don't see anything. And you just fall into it. Because you don't see anything. But if you go on a different level, you go on the level of Yosef HaTzadik, in the level of Yaakov Avinu, you're going a whole different level. You're going in a high level like that. And you know, that Yaakov Avinu lo meit, and you know that Yosef HaTzadik, od Yosef Chai, right? Od Yosef Chai. You know that these things are happening, these things are real. Then all of a sudden what you have is a whole different world in Mitzrayim. And no matter how satum it is, it's satum b'satum. And I can't see and I can't feel. All of a sudden you're in a different world. How'd you get into that world? Through doing evil. What you're doing is you're being maled these mitzvot. You're being maled this unbelievable thing, this gift that Kesh Baruch Hu brought down into the world. They met these nitzotzot, these sparks are there. But what do we have to do? You know, you can just leave the nitzotzot. You can just leave the sparks away. You can make it like they're not there. And just forget about it. And just go to sleep from it. Or you can be maled the nitzotzot. How do you maled nitzotzot? How do you do this? What's the avodah of the tzaddikim? This is all the avodah that we have. All the learning Torah. All the saying brachas. But it's not just I'm saying brachas. When I say bracha, blah, 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 it didn't go anywhere. When I daven, blah, 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 it doesn't go anywhere. But when Imamish daven, the kavana gedola, kavana gives a kivun, gives a direction to it. When the kivun is going downward, it just gives more nitzotzot that I have to uplift. But when I uplift the nitzotzot, when I have kavana, I'm uplifting with myself, I'm uplifting also some nitzotzot. And I'm uplifting all the time. And b'siyata d'shmaya, that's the ikur of everything. The ikur of everything is nachila, and everything that we do, we have to start to uplift these sparks. This is the ikur of everything. You know, I want to tell you a story. There was once the Baal Shem Tov, the holy Baal Shem Tov. There was a guy who came to him, and he said to him, "Listen, my son needs a big refuah shleima." So he said to him, he closed his eyes for a few seconds. He says, "Kavod, kavod, kavod. Listen, wait a few seconds." And all his talmidim are sitting around him, the Baal Shem Tov. He says to them, "Wait a few seconds." He goes outside, brings him 10 of the best ganavim in the city. And he does a minyan with them, and they say tilim. And the Baal Shem Tov says to him, this guy that came with his son at 6, he says, "By the time you get home, it's a refuah." Talmidim said to him, "You only found ganavim? What about us? We're so bad? What's the problem?" He says, "You know, to open up the gates, you need ganavim to open up gates. You need real ganavim. You guys aren't on that darga. You need ganavim. It's a big yisod in Avodas Hashem. What's the yisod about? What's the whole yisod about? You can, there are people, all sorts of people out there. Some people do good, some people do bad. They have to know what's the miuchad of each person. What can people do? Miuchad. These ganavim are able to break down all the gates. And when the gates are closed, and you can't get to the Shemayim, everything's closed. How do you go there? How do you get there? Sometimes you need to use the other side. And use the other side for Kedusha. That's also being maled nitzotzot. And there's the ikr of this parsha. This chazak v'nitchazek. We have to know that there's tumma in this world. You have to know how to use it. There's tumma in this world. We're all shaykh to it. We're all in it. We all see it. We all feel. We're all part of it. But you have to be nifrad from it. But what do I do when it comes my way? What do I do? How can I use it? So the guy had a refuah shleima. How do we get out of Mitzrayim? We're seeing Mitzrayim today. As we're looking at this world, we're seeing Mitzrayim. And some people are just seeing Mitzrayim. Some people are seeing Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Depends what you're looking at. But the ikar is to know that we can get out of this. How do you get out of this? Yaakov Avinu could have said, "It's Mitzrayim. I And what am I going to do? You know, their guys leave yeshiva. They say, what am I going to do? I'm out there. You know, I can't anymore. You know, I can't learn so much. I can't this. That's correct. Guys go home for a wedding. They can't learn. Bichlal. They can't even think of it, right? They can't even think of learning. Not shy. And then there are guys that go home. They're not even affected by it. They didn't even go home. They're still in the yeshiva when they're there. What happened? How did they do that? What happened? What's the difference between the two guys? The difference is a simple thing. What you make of it. And this is what the Avodah Zavodah says. He says here, for Shu Tzadikim, ki haketuv hazeh ba lagid lanu, v'yichi yankiv, ki av sheYaakov haya be'et hazot, begalutu v'meitzar yam, even though Yaakov Avinu is in the lowest place, v'yada ki ata yichel yitkayem, ha'gzeira shel avadum v'inu otam, and he knew that the whole gzeira is coming and it's going to be terrible and terrible and terrible. V'chan ba'eretz hazot yizbelu banav uvnei banav, and we're all going to be soveled from it. Like we are today, we're soveled from a lot of things. Sarot merubot v'shiabud kasha. Bechol zot v'yichi Yaakov. Even so, Yaakov is living. Haya Yaakov Avinu malei chiyut v'chizuk be'eretz Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu was filled with chiyus. This is the Tosha Rebbe, right? V'yichi Yaakov. Haya Yaakov Avinu malei chiyus. V'lo nishbar levavo, and he didn't break his heart. V'lo nitpa'el min ha'matzav ha'shafel shenimtza bo. He didn't look at the bad way that he was in. Ki ada d'chevan shakadosh baruch hu hemido b'toch matzav kazeh. He knew one thing. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me. This is the avoda that he wants from me today. This is the avoda. He wants me to go to Chutz Laaretz for a wedding. It's fine. But what does he want from me in the wedding? He just wants me to go to the wedding? The wedding is one day. Why am I there for 2 weeks? What's pshat? What am I supposed to be doing there? Am I supposed to be at the wedding though for 2 weeks? There's no wedding for 2 weeks. What am I supposed to be doing? What do you do with that? So now, a regular person just said... I'm done. What can I do? I'm here already. I may as well make the best of it, right? But what do we do? What do we do if there's much bigger things? There's still the Beis Medrash. Even in Chutz Laaretz, there's a Beis Medrash. There's a Beit Knesset. There are Chavrusas. There are Tzadikim. There's so many Tzadikim in Chutz Laaretz. Do I have to do what I do every day? Maybe I should do this. Maybe I should do that. You know what I'm saying? It's a different thing. It's a different way of going. Vayichi Yankiv. Yankee is getting more chiyus. As he's going down, and that's the unbelievable thing here. As we go down into the days of the week, what do we do? Do you get less chiyus because you're leaving Shabbos, or do you get more chiyus because you need more chiyus there? Yechab, what's going on? Where do I need more chiyus? I need more chiyus on Shabbos, or I need more chiyus during the days of the week? I say Abdullah. Where do I need more chiyus? I need more chiyus on Sunday. Much more chiyus. How am I gonna live the week? How am I going to live the week if I don't have chiyus? How am I going to do it? I can't do it. On Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, I have Nisham Yeter, I can do it. But on during the week, how am I going to do it? And this is what Yaakov Avinu is giving to us. Yaakov is Nachla B'li Mitzorim. Nachla B'li Mitzorim, right? It's Mamish, and Nachla, it's beyond. What is Yaakov Avinu all about? Yaakov Avinu is about Shabbos. That's his whole thing, is Shabbos. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, what we learned today, we just learned it in the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, crazy Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He says, what's the difference between Yankiv and Yisrael? Yankiv is when he's days of the week. It's great. What about Shabbos? Shabbos is called Yisrael. Shabbos is in a different darga. When you're on that darga of Shabbos during the week, that's Yisrael during the week. Right? That's a Talmud Chacham, it's called Shabbos. Talmud Chacham is called Shabbos. Crazy stuff. But this is what it's called. This is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu lomes, he can't die. He pasha can't die. It's not that he lomes. Not that he didn't die. He can't die. Yeah, it's not shaykh misa by Yaakov Avinu. Because when's misa? Misa is when you're going down to a lower level. Yaakov Avinu doesn't go there. He has nothing to do with that. He's not shaykh to that. He's not shaykh to that level. He's not shaykh to it. He's shaykh to the level above and beyond. And this is what it says, Vayichi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shvayis Reshana. He's living in Eretz Mitzrayim Shvayis Reshinuyim Shvayis Reshinuyim Araganas. He's living with the Araganas. During the week, he's living with the Araganas. Wherever he is, he takes the Araganas with him. Eretz Yisrael came with him. It's not that he left Eretz Yisrael and came to Mitzrayim. That's what everybody thinks. No, he brought Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. It was like he was living in Eretz Yisrael. It's a whole different world. It's a whole different world. This is Eretz Yisrael. And we think that we think he's living in Israel. And that is Yibum. That is Yibum. That's Yibum. That's Yibum. That's what's bringing the neshama of a person that died already. Can you fix a person that died? The Gemara says yes. The Torah says yes. You can have Yibum. When you're fixing that, when that person died, and the Chorei has no Zera, he has nothing in this world. What are you going to do? How are you going to be metakenet? You're going to bring him back. Tchias HaMeisim. The whole Indian of Yibum is mamash Tchias HaMeisim. That's Vayichi Yankiv. Not only Yisrael was Vayichi. Even Yankiv was Vayichi. Even during the week, Yankiv Avinu was Vayichi. It's crazy stuff, guys. Crazy stuff. You got to chap what's being said here. It's crazy. It's crazy. And this is the whole Indian. You don't just leave Eretz Yisrael. Who can leave Eretz Yisrael? Can you really leave Eretz Yisrael? Can a fish live out of the sea? Can a fish live out of the sea? It's not shy. So how do you leave Eretz Yisrael? How can you go? How can you go? How can you leave Eretz Yisrael? How can you go for a wedding, for a bar mitzvah, for whatever you go for? How can you go? How can you go? You bring Eretz Yisrael with you. It's not shy. This is what Daniel says. Daniel is chamudot. It says in Sefer Daniel, it says that Daniel had a window to Yerushalayim. He opened it, Yerushalayim came in. It doesn't say that, but that's the pshat, right? But that's the pshat. Mamish Eretz Yisrael just flew into his window. And he was able to be his bal. He was able to be Yishtachavet Yerushalayim. That was the tefillah of Daniel HaIsh Chamudot. And this is the miyuchad of this week's parasha. So let me ask you something. Now Yosef HaTzadik was taken down to Mitzrayim, Nebuch. He doesn't have anybody there. All these years he's living in Mitzrayim. Shvayesre Shana, he's living in Mitzrayim, right? He's living there. And the years beforehand, right? And he was the Iker, Eila Toldos Yankov Yosef. The Iker Toldot of Yaakov is Yosef HaTzadik. So what's Yosef HaTzadik doing in Mitzrayim? Why does Yosef HaTzadik have to stay in Mitzrayim? Why does he have to stay? He's in Baron in Mitzrayim. His mom is like buried there in the Nile River because the Nile was getting a bracha from him. Right, the Nile would always overflow because Yosef HaTzadik is buried there. What's pshat? Yaakov Avinu has to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Yosef HaTzadik, the Tzadik has to be with us. We have to carry with us the Tzadik all the time. It's not the Yosef. Don't look at Yosef as a person. Look at Yosef as part of us. Yosef HaTzadik has to remain with us all the time. Wherever we go. We have to go with Yosef HaTzadik. The Ikur Shmias HaBriz, the Ikur of going down to Mitzrayim. You can't go down to Mitzrayim without Shmias HaBriz. Without Shmias HaBriz, it's not Shaiv. A person that goes down to Mitzrayim and looks at everything and is nenef from everything and has hana from everything and just living it up. I got to it. Nebuch. Going down. We have to go up. What do we do? That's Shmias HaBriz. That is Shmias HaBriz. Shmias HaBriz means they were keeping the Briz of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is keeping the bris. Avraham Avinu is giving us the bris. Avraham Avinu is giving us the bris in all of Evarav. All of Evarav. Right? He's adding a hey to his name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is adding a hey to his name. Why? It's two eyes, two ears, and the mouth, right? And the bris. The bris and the mouth. He's adding it. He's adding it to him because he's being Shomer Bris. Shomer Bris means to keep to yourself a little bit. Keep your eyes clean. Keep your eyes clean. Keep your mouth clean. Keep your ears clean. Keep everything clean. That's Shmiras HaBris. The Bris is Tayyab Mitzvot. It's Tayyab Mitzvot. Right? Bris is Tayyab. Tayyab. 612. The 613th is the Bris itself. This is what... If I Shomer on this, I'm being Shomer on all the Bris. If I'm being Shomer on the Bris, I'm being Shomer on all the Mitzvot. On all the Mitzvot. That is the Bris. And what happens a lot of times we forget, Vayisem Baron B'Mitzrayim. What was the whole Bria for? What was the whole Bria for? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create this world? To have a world of Tumah, to have a world of Efkeres, to have a world of the Mabul, of Dor HaPlaga, of all the Chataim of Esav. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us for? Amzu Yatzarti Li Tilati Saperu, Yishayahu Navi. Amzu Yatzarti Li, I created this nation for me. Tilati Saperu. I want him to be Mesaper, my Tila. Tilat Hashem Yidaberpi. I want this nation to be Mesaper Tilat Hashem. That's what I created this world for. That's what I created this nation for. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu finishes the whole of Sefer Bereishit, Vayisem Baron B'Mitzrayim. But Mitzrayim are the Mitzarim, the hardships, all the hardships we go through. What do I do in a hardship? What do I do? I'm in a pickle. What do I do? What do I do? I'm all mixed up. I went to Chutz Laaretz. This is going on. So much stuff is going on through my head. What do I do? Pull myself to base medrash. Moshchehu the base of medrash. Moshchehu the base of medrash. Look at the bris. Look at the bris. Understand what is the bris for? Why do I have a bris with Hashem Yisbarach? Why do I have this? Why do each of us have a bris at the age of 8 years old? Just to forget about it at the age of 9? Forget about it at the age of 10, 12, 15? Forget about it like it was nothing? That's what we have it for? Crazy? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be shomer that bris. To be shomer the bris means constantly to remind ourselves, Bayisem Baron B'Mitzrayim. It's in our own. It's by us. By us. That's the Ornun. That's the Ornun that there is. That's the Chamishim Sharei Bina. That's the biggest target that there is. Baron B'Mitzrayim. Vayisem Baron B'Mitzrayim. It was put there. It was put there. Keep it. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking for us. If we keep that, we're keeping all the Bereishis. We're keeping all the Bereishis. Everything that the Avos want, everything that they're giving to us, everything that there is all for this one thing of Yosef HaTzadik. So Yosef HaTzadik has to stay with us. Has to stay with us all the time. He never leaves us. He never leaves us. And this is the biggest thing that we have. This is the biggest part of everything that we have. This is what it's all about, to bring out this Yosef HaTzadik. Because if I can't bring out Yosef HaTzadik, if I'm not living with Yosef HaTzadik, I'm living with Tumah. I'm living with Tumah. And this is what Yaakov Avinu is saying, Yosef HaTzadik is saying, Pakod Yifkod Hashem Etchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be poked you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get you out. Why are we in Mitzrayim, Bichlal? Why are we in Mitzrayim? Why do we go down to Mitzrayim? B'tayel libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. We'll be Oved Hashem. We could be Oved Hashem. The Achim were all being Oved and not Oved. Right? It wasn't exactly Avodah when they sold Yosef HaTzadik. B'tayel libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. Be'emes. No games. The emes will all be emes meretz tzmach. Emes comes up from Eretz Yisrael, from the ground. It comes all the way out from where Yosef HaTzadik is buried. That's the emes. The emes has to come up from Yosef HaTzadik. When it's coming up from Yosef HaTzadik, all of a sudden, we're living. Without that, we're not living. Without that, we're not living the emes. We're keeping Torah. We're doing Torah. We're marking off the next week. B'siyat d'shma. You all do hamer hours. B'siyat d'shma. You Markov. The next day, Markov. Hour after hour, the guy's Markov. It's Gevaldik.
Yeah.
But is it entirely Ben Lavdacha Be'emes? That's what I'm asking. Is it entirely Ben Lavdacha Be'emes? If you're doing that, Markov. If it's not Be'emes, so what are you doing? What are you doing? So I did it. I was Yotze Zayin. Great, I'm Yotze Yichdei Chova. It's beautiful. I did it. It's beautiful. But are you really living it? Is it be'emes it's you? By you? Is it be'emes? Is it part of you? Is this be'emet Torah's Chaim? Leman tiyeh Torah Hashem b'ficha. So Torah Hashem is b'ficha. B'ficha v'vavcha la'asoto. In your mouth and in your heart to do it. Is it really part of you? Or is it just up here? You know, it's a mental... I'm just better at you tomorrow. It's great. I'm just better at you. You don't have it. Okay? You don't have my IQ. You know, I'm great. You think the IQ is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for? Love the Chabah Emes. That's what he's looking for. Love the Chabah Emes. Who's Emes? Yaakov Vino. Yaakov is Ish Emes. That's what he is. The Emes of Yaakov Vino. The Emes of Yosef Tzadik. Yaakov and Yosef is one Neshama. One Neshama. It's coming down as one. And this is the Iker of these times. This is the Iker of this parasha. To bring out the emes, to bring out of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really telling us, really wants us to do, right? Really wants us to really understand what's really going on here, and we miss it. Many times we'll miss it. You'll get to the last parsha in Bereishis, and you say, "Vayechi, I'm good here." You don't realize what it means to be Vayechi in this type of situation. Vayechi in the biggest tumah that there is. Vayechi. Getting more kedusha, more tara, even mitayer libeinu, even more. That's what the Rebbe says here. That's what Avodah Zavodah says. When we're talking about finishing a sefer, we're talking about to be mitchazek in that inyan. It's not just back then. And a person really has to take this and really start to think about, what are we doing with this? Is it for us, or is it just what was then? Because it's not just then. It's not just then. It's mamish live today. Vayichi is live today. Vayichi is live today. And if we just look at it and we read it every week, you know, we read it, we don't even do Shnayim Beker of Echatarga, most people, right? It's not a thing today. It's a Gemara. But I'm just saying, you're not allowed to do Shnayim Beker of Echatarga. Shnayim Beker of Echatarga is a din Rabbanan, you know, din of the Gemara. But a lot of people don't do it. At least listen to the parasha. Listen to the parasha and get what you can from it, right? Get what you can from it. It's so important. It's saying to us, Vayichi Yaakov, Yaakov is us. Yaakov Vinu Lo Meis. Who's Yaakov? That's Israel. Am Yisrael Chai. Am Yisrael Chai. We're Am Yisrael. And if we really start to think about this and start to take it to heart, then we're going to get to New Dargis this year. This year we're going to get to New Dargis. And this Be'emes, Be'emes, what's being said. When we're getting to the end of the Sefer Breishit, what's going on? We're saying that this is the end. This is the Siyum of all of the Breishis. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. For Yaakov Avinu, for the Achim, for Yosef et Tzadik. This is why he created us. And if we can tap in on that, then we're going someplace. Then we're going someplace. And this is the Inyan of Yibum. This is the Inyan of Yibum. Bezrat Hashem. You know, there was a Yid called the Yid HaKadosh. I don't know if you know about him. The Yid HaKadosh was very, very holy. Very holy. Who's related? You related to how you related to?
To Nakodesh, yeah.
How? The great grandson?
My mom's side.
Wow. Gevaldik. Yeah. So Yid HaKadosh was very, very holy. What was going on with Yid HaKadosh? Yid HaKadosh, I just want to tell you a little story about the Yid HaKadosh. You know, when he died, he was married to a woman. He was married to a woman that Epis was very, very mean to him. And when he died, the woman wanted to cry on him. Mamish came over to Mazet, and all the chassidim moved her over. And he got up and said, and he got up after he had died already. This is a story. It's written in the Yid HaKadosh, the book. It's written in the Yud HaKadosh. It says he got up and he gave him Musar. He says, everything that I got to was bizchuta. She did it because I asked her to do it. She was mean to me because I told her to be mean to me. That was one time he got up. Second time he got up was when they did the Tara. When they did the Tara on the goof, right? They do a Tara, they go to the mikveh, right? They put him in the mikveh. So he went into, they bring him over and they're about to put him in. He gets off the bed, goes in, his body got off the bed, went into the mikveh, came out and got back onto the bed. He was dead. It's a true story. True story. I know you don't believe it. No one believes it here. You guys forget it. Anyway. No one believes these things. Anyway. So he says. So there was a story. There was a story with his son. The son was Rabbi Yachmiel, and he was a very big chassid, and everything. And he once had this chassid that was a very, very rich man. You know, Rabbi Yachmiel, the Yid HaKadosh, the whole house. They were very, very poor people, extremely, extremely poor. So this Yid was the mfarnes of everybody. Bizchuto. Bizchuto, everybody ate there, everybody, everything. Everybody had a chelik in the Sudas, because thousands of people would come to the Yid HaKadosh. It was so holy. It was beyond holiness. Anyway, so this guy would be in Farnesim. One time, he lost all his money. And you know, until this time, everybody's being mechabedim. You know, when a rich guy walks into the room, what do? Yeah, everybody stands up, everybody this and that. It's just because he has a lot of money, so everybody stands up. All right. But now, he comes in, comes into the place. No one's mechabedim anymore. You know, all your friends leave you when you don't have any money. All your friends just leave you. They just he budlu. They don't have any rachmanis on you. Anyway, so they all left. They all left him, and he's getting very, very depressed. He's sitting at home. He's getting very, very depressed. And as he's getting more and more depressed, his wife says to him, "Listen, why don't you go to the Rebbe? Why don't you go to the Rebbe for Shabbos? You should go to the Rebbe." So she says, go to the Rebbe, it'll be fine. He'll sit you next to him and everything will be fine. So he goes to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe doesn't even look at him. The Rebbe himself doesn't look at him. So he says, I understand. Yesterday I was the favorite of the Rebbe. Yesterday I was the favorite. He would let me in anywhere. I could get in any minute. Now he doesn't even talk to me. So he goes to him after davening. He thinks he'll sit him down next to him. On Lel Shabbos, he'll sit him down next to him. Nothing happens. Not only that, he can barely get a piece of challah. They throw him a piece of challah at the end of the table. He can have something. So he'll just make hamotzi at least. Something he'll have, you know. Alright. This goes on through Shabbos. Suda Shniyah, the same thing. Gets worse and worse. You know, he's feeling really, really angry. Suda Shlishit, he gets angry at the Rebbe. He says, I'm going to go into him. Sunday morning comes, I'm going into him and telling him, he's not so holy like he thinks he is. You know, this is nice. This is ugly. I give him all the money, all these years, to everything that he has here. I'm the one that's finance everybody here. And this is what he does to me. All right. Ay, ay, ay. Motzei Shabbos comes. Sunday morning comes. And he's waiting, and he goes to knock on the door of the Rebbe. He wants to give him a mouthful. He says, wait. The Shamash says, wait at the back of the line. Just like everybody else, wait at the back of the line. You're poor, you wait at the back of the line. He says, but I'm... No, you wait at the back of the line like everybody else. He's waiting for 2 hours, another hour. So he says, I can't wait anymore. I'll go out and wait for the Rebbe behind. He knows where he comes out. I'll wait there. He waits for 4 hours behind. Finally, the Rebbe comes out. He screams at the Rebbe, Rebbe, how can you do this to me? Please give me something. The Rebbe doesn't hear anything. He goes into his pocket. He counts out 14 prutot. 1, 2, 3, 4. 14 prutot. 14 pennies, and he gives it to him. Something he wouldn't even give to the poorest of guys, right? He wouldn't even give that. And he just puts it into his hand, and he walks away. All right. This was it was broken. His mom is broken. What do you do? It was broken. So he goes into the forest. And he says to Hashem, his brother, he just sits down next to a tree, and he cries his heart out. He says to Hashem, his brother, listen, I don't have it. What is this? I don't have anything. I don't have a Rebbe. I don't have any Hasidim. I have nothing. I have no friends. I have no money. I don't even know if I have you anymore. Are you alive? Do you see what's going on? What's happening? All of a sudden, somebody taps him on his shoulder. He says to him, I have a couple of packages here. I sell them one penny for each package. I have 14 packages. I want you to buy them. He says, I'm not interested. He says, why not? Just please. He bugs him. He says, all of a sudden he hears 14 and 14. He gave me 14. Maybe it's 14. Maybe it's from the Rebbe. Maybe somebody's at me. I don't know. So he gives him the money. And he starts to open up the packages. In the packages, there's thousands of rubles. Thousands of rubles in these packages. And he never saw the kid again. Thousands of rubles. Each package, thousands of rubles. He became the richest man in town, richest man ever. Goes to the Rebbe and he says to him, what happened? What is this? What's going on here? The Rebbe says to him, you should know, it was a gzeira on you. It was a big gzeira. You have to be a poor man. And the mice, I could have just left it. You'll be my Talmud and you'll be a poor man. But I wanted to do something that you won't remain like that. I wanted to work with HaKadosh Baruch Hu the other way. I went to the opposite. And I said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is my biggest Talmud and my most important Talmud, and he's not going to be my Talmud if he's going to be poor. I said this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you want to leave him poor, he's not going to be my Talmud. In order to prove it to Hashem Yisbarach, I had everybody put you in Cheilu. No one's allowed to talk to you. So I forced HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you money. And this Chazeh, he got the money. This is exactly what's happening in this realm. This is exactly what's happening in the Golis. We go to the Golis. And we can just take it and stay on the Yim. Or we can make the best of the Golis. The Golis is going to show Gilui. If we make it a Gilui. If we make it a Gilui, it'll be a Gilui. If we don't, then it's Golis. And we can't see anything. And it's Statum. I can't hop. I can't see. I can't feel. I don't feel anything. I just feel the garbage of New York. That's all I feel. I'm there, I gotta enjoy. What am I here for? Gotta go to Taddy's, you know, I gotta enjoy it. You know? That's how it is.
They're not kosher, but.
But what do you do? The eager is to force HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a new way. Also, Kadosh Baruch Hu is out of galus, out of galus, and I can live in the galus without galus, and that's the secret of this week's parasha B'siyatish. We should all be zeichet to this, guys. Seriously, think about this. Amen. Think about this a lot. This is not parasha. This is not parasha. To live in galus without galus. It says, I'll just finish with this. It says, "Ayo hayad dvar Hashem Yechezkel ben Buzi, Yechezkel ben Buzi al Nahar Kvar." Right? The Dvar Hashem came to Yechezkel ben Buzi. Yechezkel is a Navi. I know you don't know that because you don't learn Tanakh. But Yechezkel ben Buzi was a big Navi, right? He's being menabe about the Beit Hamikdash Hashlishi, right? Not only that, he's being menabe also Maasei Merkava. The biggest nevuas in all of Tanakh are Yechezkel. Yechezkel. People don't know. But it says, Hayo hayad Dvar Hashem Yechezkel ben Buzi al Nahar Kvar. The Gemara says, what's Nahar Kvar? What do you mean he had Nevu on Nahar Kvar? Kvar Hayalo, because he had it in Eretz Israel, he had it in Chutz Laaretz. Because he had Nevu in Eretz Israel, he was able to get it in Chutz Laaretz. Had he not had it in Chutz Laaretz, had he not had it in Eretz Israel, he couldn't get it in Chutz Laaretz. But because we bring with us, wherever we go, we're bringing the Aron HaBris, we're going to Chutz Laaretz, but we're bringing Eretz Israel with us. We're not leaving Eretz Israel where it is. We're bringing it with us. We're bringing Eretz Israel with us. We can have Nevuah even in Chutz Laaretz. Crazy stuff. And this is the Iker of Yaakov Avinu, Vayechi Yaakov, Beretz Megurei Aviv. Beretz Kanan. Beretz, Vayechi Yankiv, Beretz Mitzrayim, Shvayis Rishon. And this is a whole different darga, guys. It's a bigger darga than being even in Eretz Israel once you bring Eretz Israel to Chutz Laaretz. And you metayar libeinu, love the Chabbe Emes, we should be Zaycha. Don't worry about the lights. Just sing. That brings the light.
Yeah. Jerusalem, Elokim, Kirvas Elokim,
Amen.
Oh!